Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know what time it is. More than an hour of power. We coming straight at you. Y'all ready? Here we go.
Yeah, huh? Here we go. Let's get it, yo. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
I'm being extra,
but I'm just being ordinary. You think Elder just extra? You think I do the most? You wanna know how I know? The Spirit told me so. How a preacher on the mic in the church flowing? Ain't got the nerve to have your ears and your neck glowing. He's just extra. Yeah, he need to stop. He need to get off that prayer line and get a job. He ain't hearing from God. He just being lazy. That stuff he's smoking on, it got him going crazy. But still I call him, still I watch him, still I listen in. Cause if he make it, I want a piece of them dividends. Y'all right on time. All y'all haters, get y'all pad and pen. Write this down so you won't forget. I want you to remember this. I'm just being ordinary, but my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
but
think.
But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah, or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it. When I feel it. In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Nothing I do no more, it's about to show. Nothing I do no more, it's for the dough. And it's a free download, can't get it in the store. And even bootleggers gon' have it for the low. God with me,
say what?
So ain't no stopping me. You should've stayed down, not to the top of me. Tryna overthrow the boss, that's a conspiracy. Your plans ain't never worked, that's why y'all mad at me. Or rather G-O-D, because he got my back. Where Elder is weak, he picking up the slack. He blessed me,
why?
So I correct the track. I bet you rewind it, and play it back. I body boys on these beats and I ain't trying to. When the spirit moving, I could preach an hour or two. So might as well get comfortable, cause here we go. But before the sermon starts, I had to let you know. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't tryna be extra spiritual.
Nah,
or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'ma kill it. He the realest. Listen. That I'm just being ordinary. But my ordinary is your extraordinary. So you think I'm being extraordinary?
Think I'm being extra? That's what they
think. But I'm just being ordinary. I ain't trying to be extra spiritual.
I ain't trying.
Nah. Or extra lyrical. You just don't hear me, yo.
You don't hear.
I just move with the spirit when I feel it.
When I feel it.
In Christ's name, I'm gonna kill it. He the realest. Listen.
Amen. Bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. On tonight. Praise God. We thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. Hallelujah. This is more than an hour of power. I'm your host, Elder Andre Primos. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And you know, First Lady ain't far behind, and we finna have a Holy Ghost party. Hallelujah. Up in here on tonight. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Just for his presence being with us on tonight. Hallelujah. We magnify his name. We praise him because he is worthy to be praised. Glory to God on tonight. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you. We want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your holy name on tonight. Hallelujah, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you lead us and guide us through your word on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you in advance for the revelation knowledge you are about to release to us on tonight, Lord. We want you to know, Lord, we love you. Hallelujah, Lord. We lift your name up high and holy, for you are truly worthy to be praised. There is none like you. Hallelujah. None besides you, Lord. Lord, we want to take time out to rebuke and bind the enemy on tonight. We cast him away. Hallelujah. He is not welcome here. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. For the power that you have given us to use your name. Hallelujah, Lord. Bless us not to use it in vain, Lord. Hallelujah. And we thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. You are more than worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. On tonight we bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He is truly worthy. Hallelujah, to be praised. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Once again, we thank God for everybody that's called in, everybody that's tuned in. This is more than an hour of power. Hallelujah. I'm your host, the Elder Andre Prevost. I thank God for everybody that's called in and tuned in on tonight. Hallelujah. There's no doubt that the Lord has a word, hallelujah, for you on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're going to go to the scripture. If you have your Bibles or your electronic devices at this time, praise God, I want you to go to John chapter 3. Praise God. John chapter 3. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord on today. Hallelujah. Praise God. John chapter 3. Amen. We're going to be starting. Hallelujah, amen, at verse, amen, number 3. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God. We want to remind everybody, amen, on YouTube, everybody on Facebook, amen, join us live. Praise God. It's 7 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Midwest time, 9 o'clock Central time, and 10 o'clock Pacific time. More than an hour of power. We have Monday through Friday. Praise God. Then on Saturday morning, out of the mouth of God ministries. Amen. Hallelujah. For your Sabbath day service. Praise God. That's at 10 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock Midwest. Hallelujah. 12 o'clock Central and 1 p.m. Hallelujah. Over there on, hallelujah, the East Coast. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The question I want to ask everybody tonight is, have you changed, hallelujah, your mind? Praise God. Have you changed, hallelujah, your mind? Matter of fact, I'm going to back up to verse 2. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 2 says, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God. For no one can do the signs that you do unless God is with him. Glory to God. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So this man, Nicodemus, he done showed up. Amen. He done told Jesus. We know. Hallelujah. Praise God. Growing up, I heard, you know, he came by night. He snuck away from the other Pharisees. He didn't want them to know, hallelujah, he was coming. Praise God. But the way he talking, it seemed like they sent him. Now, what's the purpose for them sending them? I don't know. That's not what I'm in here to get into tonight. Praise God. Y'all can debate about that amongst yourselves. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm here to deal with verse 3. It said, Jesus answered him. Now, first of all, I want you to see Jesus was not moved by this man's statement. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. Jesus was not moved by this man's statement. Elder, what you talking about? He came. And a lot of us would love this. Hallelujah. Amen. A Pharisee. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. One of the head of the religious sects. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible called him a ruler of the Jews. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And ain't we just waiting for one of those rulers, a T.D. Jakes, hallelujah, a Creflo Dollar. Amen. A Joel Osteen. Even the neighborhood preacher, hallelujah, amen, the big preacher in town, we waiting on one of them to come knock on the door and say, I know you a man of God. Hallelujah. I know you a woman of God. Hallelujah. Because can't nobody do the things you do unless God is with them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. See, somebody, God wants somebody to know, amen, they know God with you. Because they know you couldn't be surviving right now unless God was with you.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God. They know he with you. I don't care what they say. I don't care what they write. I don't care what they put on the social media. Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't care what they say amongst themselves and their friends. They know God is with you. God say, take a side
Come
step
on.
Right here. We got to get up in this right quick. That's why they so jealous of you. Hallelujah. That's why they dislike you. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because God ain't with them. Hallelujah. Praise God. Here you come all this revelation. Hallelujah. Praise God. Spitting like Jesus. Jesus said, I know that it was written, but I say it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen.
Yes,
and they don't like it. Amen. How do you get the revelation? Who told you? Hallelujah. Amen. You ain't no better than Paul. Glory to God. You ain't no better than Apollos. Glory to God. How are you getting revelation? Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why they're mad. Hallelujah. And no doubt, I'm going to tell you what I think. I'm not saying this is concrete. I'm going to tell you what I think. I think they sent Nicodemus to try to recruit him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, God don't send somebody to try to, I mean, not God. Hallelujah. Amen. The enemy disguised as God. The Bible says they have a form of godliness.
Yes.
And they're going to come at you trying to recruit you, and they're going to start out by what we call brown nose. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I hate to speculate about the man's motives. Praise God. Hallelujah. But he came at Jesus, amen, kissing his behind. I got to tell you how it is. We know. Hallelujah. Amen. You a man of God. Can't nobody do what you do unless God was with you. But Jesus was not moved by his statement. He went right in the teaching mode. Oh, y'all ain't him. Praise God. He went right into teaching mode. Hallelujah. God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. By the elite when they come to you. Hallelujah. Don't be caught up. And in his words, hallelujah, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Glory to God. They trying to gas you up. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. They trying to pump you up. Praise God. Hallelujah. Why? On their team. Because they can't do the things you do. Oh, my God. They don't got the revelation you got. Hallelujah. We need you to be down with us. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But you out there independent. Hallelujah. You got to pick a side. Hallelujah. Amen. You got to walk in the road and went straight. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to the fork in the road, and instead of picking a side, you went straight. Glory to God. Ain't that what Jesus told you to do? He say, don't go to the left. He say, don't go to the right. He say, keep your eyes on the prize. Glory to God.
Yeah.
And that's what you did. Before you start buttering me up, before you go any further, hallelujah, Mr. Pharisees, hallelujah, I got some information that you need to know. I got a revelation from God that I got to drop into your spirit. Hallelujah. And he said in verse 3, Jesus answered him, truly, truly. Hallelujah. I believe the King James says, surely. Hallelujah. Praise God. He says, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Praise God.
Wow.
Hallelujah. He went right into teaching mode. Praise God. Yeah, I hear what you're saying. Look, don't tell me something I already know. First of all, I don't need you to tell me God is with me. Hallelujah, praise God. Now, I know God is with me. This is not a news flash. Hallelujah, praise God, first of all. Second of all, hallelujah, amen, unless you're born again. Now, keep in mind who this is, a ruler of the Jews, a Pharisee. So he's a religious man and a politician at the same time, praise God. He's one in charge. He got some power. Hallelujah. He knows the scriptures, praise God, hallelujah. But so the Lord is saying that to say we're going to encounter some people that should know. Hallelujah. They should know. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. But this man, amen, who should know, didn't know what Jesus was talking about. Glory to God. Just check out verse, hallelujah, verse 4. Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born? Praise God, hallelujah. He didn't understand what Jesus was saying. This occurred a lot. This is how you could tell Jesus was not of this world from the way he spoke. This is why he was so misunderstood by the way he spoke. Praise God. He told him one time, how can I explain things to you that are on earth? And hallelujah, amen. If you can't understand that, how can you understand the heavenly things? Glory to God, hallelujah. And see, they didn't understand right now when he was talking, this was a heavenly thing. This was a spiritual thing. Hallelujah. This ain't a fleshly thing. No, you can't go back in your mother's womb and be born again. Praise God. Are you trying to be sarcastic? Hallelujah. Are you mocking me? You act like you don't understand what I'm saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. And what Jesus is saying, amen, to be born again, think about a baby. A baby don't know nothing. But what you are about to teach him, not the word teach with program. Glory to God. A baby don't know nothing until you program them.
Yep.
Hallelujah. Praise God. I don't know where he learned a lie from you. You programmed him. Hallelujah. Praise God. We ain't got home, house phones like we used to back in the 80s and 90s, hallelujah. When the house phone used to ring, my grandma or my mama, whoever I asked the phone for, would tell them I'm not home. Hallelujah. Praise God. Give me permission to tell a lie. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not only that, in my mind, I have now made it okay to lie if I don't want nobody to know I'm home.
Wow.
I've been programmed that this is okay. Why? Because my mama do it.
Yeah.
My daddy do it. Hallelujah. I'm being programmed to lie. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Wow.
I don't know.
Come on.
He act like that. Hallelujah. I raised him better than that. I don't know why he's running women in and out.
Come on.
I didn't raise him like that. What was you doing when he was a child that you think he didn't see?
Ooh, Lord.
Hallelujah. You might have had men running in and out your back door, hallelujah. And he was thinking, well, I guess I'm supposed to be running in and out of back doors, glory to God. I don't know. Some dad sit up here and say, I don't know why, hallelujah, he got a wife, hallelujah, a side chick and a baby mama, because you did.
Oh,
hallelujah, praise God. You have programmed, hallelujah, amen, your children the way they are, praise God, hallelujah. Then you send them off into the streets with more programming. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Hate to be in a single parent household and you gotta work. Now the TV and social media and these hoodlums in the streets are programming the children. Hallelujah, praise God. So everything you are as an adult is what you were programmed from the day you were born.
Yeah.
You only know that's your mama because they put you on her chest. And said, it's your mama. I'm your mama. Oh, you my mama. Program. Boom. I know who my mama is. Hallelujah. Praise God. Program. So why am I talking about that? Hallelujah. Because Jesus said, I got to be born again, which means, amen, I got to forget everything that I was taught.
Yes. Come on.
Hallelujah. From the day I was born. You know why? Because it's a virus in my program. Hallelujah, praise God. You know when you got a computer and it's got a virus on there, when you take somebody out, when you take it to the computer shop and they take the virus off, they tell you, do you got anything on here that you don't want deleted? Well, why? Because I'm going to have to delete every file on this computer because one of these files have the virus, but I don't know which one. So in order to restart this computer to the manufacturer's settings, I have to delete everything that's on it. Hallelujah, praise God. And now I'm going to give it back to you, and I'm going to leave it up to you to put the virus protection on it and to program it correctly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is saying, we have to do a factory reset on our minds.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Everything we thought was right. Watch it. Everything your daddy told you about women, you got to delete it. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Everything your daddy and your mama told you about men, you got to delete it.
Come on.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Because some of it's right, some of it's wrong, praise God. But we ain't got time to go file. If this file is right, this file is wrong, you got to forget it.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, how I'm going to do that? We choose to forget what we want to. That's why Jesus said if you had the faith the greatest size of a mustard seed, you could say to this tree, be thou removed, and it would uproot itself and cast itself in the sea. If you wanted to do it, you would do it. We forgive people every day, glory to God. Your husband, your wife did something in year one. Hallelujah, praise God. But you had to forgive them because you're still with them. Hallelujah, praise God. Some of us did something last week, glory to God. Hallelujah. But you forgave them because you're still with them. Hallelujah, praise God. Amen. God say amen. That's something you got to learn to do, amen, for everybody. You got to learn to forgive everybody, not just the people you love. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to realize the way Jesus came at us when he came. He said, you've been told it was written. Now, this kind of confused me. I'm not going to lie when I first got the revelation because he said, you have been told it was written. Hallelujah. But then I go back and read it, and it is written. Hallelujah, praise God. But Jesus said, you've been told it was written, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. But I say, if somebody hits you on the right cheek, you turn them to the left. Hallelujah. But it's written, an eye for an eye. Hallelujah, and a tooth for a tooth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, what are you saying? There was no revelation given with the word. Hallelujah. There was a misunderstanding, hallelujah, when the writer got that revelation, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, hallelujah. He's basically saying what goes around comes around. Don't think you're going to knock somebody's teeth out and somebody else ain't going to come along and knock yours out. Not for you to go back and knock them out yourself, glory to God, hallelujah. Not for you to take vengeance in your own hands, hallelujah. Then he said you have been told to hate your enemy. But I say love your enemy and pray for those who spitefully use you. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we got to talk that. You know you hate that girl at your job. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know you hate that brother down the street. You hate passing by his house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. But God say, amen, you got to change your heart. You got to change your mind. That's what you were taught to do. Hallelujah,
yes.
Praise God. All these little marriage tricks our mamas and daddies taught us. Hallelujah. This is how you get your woman under control. This is how you get your man under control. Why are we listening to them and they didn't have each other under control?
Come on now.
Come on.
Yes,
God. They was having a hard time with your mama. How he going to tell you? Oh, Lord. She couldn't do nothing with your daddy, but she got the nerve to try to tell you. And you, hallelujah, us, hallelujah, amen, we listened. Hallelujah. We in our 50s, 60s, some of us in our 70s, and I hear somebody say, well, my daddy said. How long your daddy been, how long you been grown? Glory to God, hallelujah, that you still saying what your daddy said. Hallelujah. If what your daddy said don't line up with what the word of God said, that is something that needs to be deleted. And what your mama said don't line up with the word of God, it needs to be deleted. What you hear in that barbershop, if it don't line up with the word of God, you got to delete it. While you sitting there getting your nails done and they gossiping about men, you don't need to be listening. You need to delete it. Hallelujah. They don't know what they talking about. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They making assumptions. Hallelujah. A lot of people out here living a lie. Bless the name of the Lord. A lot of people out here lying on their spouses because they lies ain't interesting enough. Glory to God, hallelujah. So they want to mess with yours. Hallelujah. That's why we got to delete everything that we about religion, about relationships. Glory to God, hallelujah. Amen. We got to delete it because if we don't delete it, we'll still think the Spirit of God dwells in the church.
Mm.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of God been gone out the church. Glory to God. That's why he ripped the veil from the top to the bottom to show us. I ain't back there. I'm hanging on this cross right here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We have to rethink, hallelujah, and everything that we've been told. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We've got it. The Bible says, parents, do not provoke your children to anger. And a lot of us say, I ain't never provoked my child to anger. I disciplined the way I'm supposed to. Hallelujah. But we've done other things out here. Hallelujah. In the past, I've celebrated Christmas, said it was a Santa Claus. Hallelujah. Said it was an Easter Bunny. Said it was a Tooth Fairy. I even argued, hallelujah, that the Tooth Fairy was a man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Not realizing the impact that it might be having on my children. What are you talking about, Elder? Praise God. Because you don't realize, if you think back to when you was a child, we put Jesus up there with them. Oh, y'all ain't him. We put Jesus up there with the Tooth Fairy, with Santa Claus, glory to God, with the Easter Bunny, glory to God, hallelujah. Because, look, they all do an amazing thing. We got a man that can fly some reindeer around the world in less than a day and deliver presents to everybody, glory to God. We got a bunny, hallelujah, amen, that lay colorful eggs. Some of them got glitter in them. Some of them got prizes in them, glory to God, hallelujah. We got a fairy that flies in your window and put money under your pillow when you lose a tooth, and then we got a man that died on the cross and came back to life 3 days later. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And then slowly we start to reveal I've been lying to you. Hold up, Ella. I ain't lying to my child. Yeah, you did. You told them there was a Santa Claus. Ain't no Santa Claus. Hallelujah. You told them it was an Easter Bunny. Ain't no Easter Bunny. Hallelujah. Praise God. There ain't no Tooth Fairy, but there is a Jesus. But as a child, how am I supposed to know you wasn't lying about him? Hallelujah. And wonder why when they get grown, they don't want to go to church. Hallelujah. Because, hey, man, when we get grown, somebody going to tell us Jesus ain't real. I'm a living witness. Jesus ain't real. They made him up. If he's real, praise God, show him to me in the history book. Don't worry, I'll wait. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. And that causes a child to lose faith. Praise God, hallelujah. That's something else we need to delete, because we're saying we just having fun with the kids. Hallelujah, praise God. No, we're not having fun. We are programming them. Hallelujah, praise God. And that God said that's the main reason, one of the main reasons why we have to be reprogrammed, so we won't keep programming our children. Hallelujah, the way we've been programmed. Hallelujah. Do you not know that you have taught your kids not to respond to you? Elder, what is you talking about now? You tell them, don't talk back to me. I was thinking about this earlier, praise God. I was trying to figure out how to say something without it being offensive. And I said, talk back sound like I'm talking to a child. Now, but the word I mean to say is respond. And then it hit me, wait a minute. We've been telling our children, don't you respond to me. Hallelujah. Making them feel like they're unimportant. Don't you say nothing back to me, praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, man, because you just know you right as the parent, and you could very well be wrong. Hallelujah, praise God. But you have taught your child not to respond to you. Then you wonder why they get grown and don't want to talk to you. You've been telling me for years, stop talking to you. Stop talking back. Stop communicating with me. You've been telling me for years you don't want to hear my side. Hallelujah. You've been telling me for years to stay in a child's place, glory to God. And now you want me to talk, glory to God, hallelujah. These are things that we are doing. that we don't realize is damaging our children for life, damaging our relationship with our children for life. I mean, people used to ask me all the time, why do you let your kids talk back? I say that's to me, that's not talk. As a child, I didn't think it was talking back. How am I talking back to you when you're saying I did something I didn't do? You don't want me to say I didn't do it? Praise God. I'm not the one with the problem, but you're the one with the problem. Hallelujah. Because you're so proud and you're the parent and you just know you're right and you're dead wrong. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's why Jesus said, out of the mouth of babes, a child will tell you the truth. A child will tell you you are wrong, mama. And then you'll slap them in their mouth and tell them to stay in a child's place. Why? Because they was right. Not because they was out of order, because they were right. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then you reprogram that child to make that child think that they're wrong. And then what do? They grow up and they mimic the same thing. Hallelujah. That you did. Hallelujah. That your mother did. Hallelujah. That you did. That your grandmother did. It's just a never. That's why when we say breaking generational curses, hallelujah, it ain't always a shut up, boom, boom, da, 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 da. Somebody put a curse on you. No. Sometimes you need to change your parenting skills. Hallelujah. You going to raise your child the way your mama raised you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And you complained the whole while she did. Praise God. Hallelujah. So Jesus tells Nicodemus, you have to be born again. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Verse 5 says, Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless you are born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Water and the Spirit. See, it ain't enough just to come to church, get baptized, and say, yeah, I'm saved. Hallelujah, praise God. You got to go through some spiritual changes. See, the Spirit dwells on the inside. Hallelujah, praise God. See, getting the water baptism on the outside. Hallelujah, praise God. That's my outside showing you, hallelujah, my dedication to the to being, amen, changed. That I'm going down in the water. I'm coming up as a new person, praise God. Hallelujah. That's the public demonstration. But what's going on the inside? Have I changed anything on the inside? See, some of us think we can come to Christ, get saved, and that's it. That we can keep doing. Look at the rappers. Look at the entertainment. Nicki Minaj say she got saved a couple years ago. Praise God. But I saw a video the other day that she just made. Didn't look like she was saved to me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Christ, get baptized, say I accept Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and still go home and beat your wife. Hallelujah. Praise God. Still go to work and have your at-work boyfriend and your at-work girlfriend. Hallelujah, praise God. That's what people do. We think we can keep living the same life, doing the same lifestyle, glory to God, hallelujah. But Jesus broke it down to me like this a few years ago, maybe about 8 years ago. He said, it's like being a vegan, glory to God, a vegetarian. A vegetarian, we think they just don't eat meat, glory to God. No, they don't eat meat. They don't drink milk because it comes from a cow. They don't eat cheese. Because it comes from milk, glory to God, hallelujah. They don't use any medications or any shampoos that's been animal tested, praise God. They don't wear fur. They don't wear leather, hallelujah. It's a complete cutoff, praise God, hallelujah. We got something, but see, a lot of us are the kind of vegetarians, hallelujah, that still eat eggs. Hallelujah, praise God. You say you're a vegetarian, but what happened to that last piece of chicken? Glory to God. Hallelujah, praise God.
Come on.
I still got my leather shoes. Hallelujah. I'm making a comparison to say, amen, when we get saved, we tend to keep some stuff. Stuff we supposed to give away, hallelujah. Stuff we supposed to let go. We supposed to put on the new man, but I still going to keep his old shirt. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm still the type, you better not cuss me out. Hallelujah. You better not cut me off. Praise God. I still got that heat in the trunk. Don't play with me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Why? Because we have not changed our minds. Praise God. That's what repentance means, to change your mind. Hallelujah. And a lot of us have not changed our mind and we refuse to accept, hallelujah, the word of God. Hallelujah, amen. I was talking to somebody, he was like, I don't think that's what it means when it says to turn the other cheek. Hallelujah. But I'm like, that's what it says. Hallelujah. What do you think it means? Praise God. Maybe he meant verbally. Praise God. But he's talking about physically. Hallelujah. Why? Because I want to hold on to something. Hallelujah. I still want to be a hard, you know what. Praise God. Hallelujah. I still want to be known for that brother that don't take no mess. Hallelujah. Praise God. I still want to be known for that sister, hallelujah, that can show out when she needs to show out. Praise God. I still want to be known as this. And we remind people, even if they don't know, you don't know me. Hallelujah. Praise God. As if we can't wait. Oh, glory to God. As if we can't wait to step back into who we used to be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. But Paul said we got to put off the old man, and we got to put on the new man. Hallelujah. New don't know nothing. Hallelujah. You got to be new and begin learning all over again. Hallelujah, praise God. Remember what happened to Saul when he was on the road to Damascus? Hallelujah, he was blinded. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. And then Jesus sent him to a prophet, hallelujah, amen, to so he could receive his sight again. Hallelujah, a lot of people miss it. To be blind is to be made dumb.
Wow.
Hallelujah. So I got to, because the way you've been thinking, Saul, see, Jesus sees something in Saul, hallelujah, that I can't see. Hallelujah. Thank God that he's Jesus, praise God, because he saw a man that was trying to do the right thing, hallelujah, amen, but doing the wrong thing, trying to do the right thing, but because of the way he was educated, because of the way he was programmed. And Jesus said, this brother needs to be reprogrammed. Hallelujah, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A lot of us
yes,
in the ministry
Lord.
Need
yes,
to be programmed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 These preachers and pastors, they say they know it all, and they refuse. They refuse revelation because revelation is sacrilege. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you speaking against the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Because they lack revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Some people need to reread scriptures and see what they really say. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
That's why we have to believe everything. Praise God. Hallelujah. I was raised in the church, but I had to delete some stuff because there was some stuff I was taught growing up that was wrong. I was taught by my grandma not to testify because we're putting our business in the street. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I got to the new church and I got up and testified. Well, actually, I didn't. My wife got up and testified. Hallelujah. When we were back in Houston and somebody in the audience helped us. Glory to God. We were in need and they met that need. Glory to God. But if she would have felt like, hallelujah, these people are going to be in our business, praise God, we never would have got the help. That's another thing we need to reprogram ourselves about.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want nobody in your business. But it's all on Facebook. But you don't want nobody in your business, glory to God. Hallelujah, amen. But how you going to get help if ain't nobody in your business? Glory to God. I don't want them to know I'm struggling. Well, how they going to help you? I don't want them talking about me. Well, what you want? Hallelujah. What do you want? Do you want the help? Do you want to be homeless and be talked about? I mean, do you want to be homeless and not be talked about? Praise God. I have Hallelujah. Have your name in the streets. I'd rather have a roof over my head and have my name in the streets. Glory to God.
Come
Hallelujah.
On.
I ain't worried about what you saying about me. Hallelujah. Because you got to do what God told you to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And if God told you to give, you're going to have to do what God told you to do. You can go home and talk about me all you want to, because 9 times out of 10, you're talking about me anyway.
Come on.
Praise God. But I heard somebody say a long time ago, it ain't good to hate nobody because half of the people you hate don't know. And the other half don't care. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. And I'm on both sides. If I know, I don't care. If I don't know, oh well. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We need to change our way of thinking. Cool. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to change our way of thinking. We've been thinking the wrong way for too long. We caught up in tradition. Hallelujah. Amen. That's why Jesus got on them when they said, why don't your disciples wash their hands? Hallelujah. Jesus said, don't come at me with tradition. Y'all may wash y'all hands, amen, but that's just like washing the inside of the cup and not, I mean, the outside of the cup and not washing the inside. What good is that, praise God? You drinking the dirt. It looks good on the outside, but it's poison on the inside. He said, you just like a tomb. You all shiny, decorated, engraved, got roses on you, but inside ain't nothing but dead man bone. Glory to God. Hallelujah. These religious traditions we've been caught up in, we need to let that go. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tradition. Just because your mama did it and your pastor did it, that don't make it right. Some people think, hallelujah, it's sacred and holy to put the white sheet over the Lord's Supper on the first Sunday. They only did that to keep the flies off back in the day, praise God. Hallelujah. It wasn't nothing holy or sacred about it, but we've made it a holy and sacred tradition. How many traditions do we have that we've made holy and sacred? Hallelujah. How many things do we do that we made holy and sacred that ain't? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God on today. Hallelujah. Amen. Just like the preacher will get up and tell you what Malachi said about tithing. But what the preacher ain't tell you is that God was talking to him. Hallelujah. He wasn't talking to you. He was talking, first of all, the church is not the storehouse. Hallelujah. The synagogue was not the storehouse. The storehouse was where they took all of the tithes to. It was like a barn, you might say. Praise God. Why? Because they had rams. It wasn't money. They had rams. They had goats. Hallelujah. They had pigeons. Amen. They had wheat. They had barley. Hallelujah. Amen. All that was in the storehouse. He was telling the preacher. He was telling the priest, you make sure you take all the tithes to the storehouse that the people bring you. Don't take that ram to your house. Hallelujah. Don't take that wheat to your house. Translate. Don't put them rims on your car. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Don't buy that bottle of Cavazier. Oh, okay. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. He wasn't talking to us. He was talking to the priest because the priest wasn't doing what they were supposed to do with the tithes and the offering. And they try to scare you and say, will a man rob God? But the preacher is the one that was robbing them, not the people. It was the preacher. He said, that's why the whole, he said, yeah, you have robbed God, even the whole nation. You even robbed these people because their tithes ain't going where they're supposed to. Hallelujah. Another reprogram. You got to reprogram yourself about that. Glory to God. Preacher, you the one robbing God. Don't hit me with that. Hallelujah. Praise God. They say money is the root of all evil. The love of money. No. It say the love of money is the root of all evil. Money itself is not evil. Hallelujah. The enemy wants you to think money is evil because he don't want you to have none. Hallelujah. Why? Because he know money is an asset to fight against him in this war. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He know money rules, amen, in the physical. Glory to God. So he don't want you to have none. Glory to God. Be spiritual all you want to. Glory to God. I'm going to try to keep that down. Hallelujah. But I'm going to sure try to keep you from getting some change. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So the enemy comes and attacks in all kind of ways, praise God, and we got to know, hallelujah, amen, that money itself is not evil. It's who hands on it. I can put my kids through college or I can hire a hitman. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's all about what's going on in my head. Praise God. What's going on in my mind? What's going on in your mind when you get this money? Are you going to do it for the work of the kingdom? Because you can't, the Bible says you can't serve God in money. Hallelujah. But I heard a preacher say you can serve God with money. Hallelujah. Not just with your mouth. You can serve him with your money too. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. These are things we have got to reprogram ourselves. Hallelujah. In order to live this day-to-day life. Amen. And come out on the positive end. The positive end. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. The Lord say amen. As much as we have been doing what we have been programmed to do, the traditions, ain't none of it worked. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't we try something new? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, why don't we try something new instead of what mama taught me, instead of what daddy taught me, instead of what the pastor taught me when I was growing up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why don't I get some revelation from God? That's enough. We got to you don't have to come to me to get a word. Oh, Elder, don't go there. Hallelujah. Jesus said, amen, praise God. There's no separation between us. I came to have a relationship with you, but you want to have a relationship with the preacher. Hallelujah. You are taking yourself back. Oh, Lord, have mercy. You're taking yourself back to the Old Testament. See, in the Old Testament, they told Moses, you go talk to God and we'll talk to you. Hallelujah. Because we scared of God. God said, you ain't got to be scared of me, praise God. If you come to me, I will speak to you. Hallelujah, praise God. I ain't got to speak to the preacher if you believe. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you want revelation in your life, you need to go, hallelujah, amen, like Moses said, to the secret place. Hallelujah, praise God. You need to go to God in prayer. You need to go to God in meditation. Praise God, hallelujah, and he will speak to you. Praise God. If you believe it, that's what I came for, he said. So you will know I'm walking with you. I'm talking with you. You can touch me. You can communicate with me. I don't care if you're old. I don't care if you're a woman. I don't care if you're a Jew. I don't care if you're a Canaanite. Hallelujah. Praise God. Jesus healed everybody. Hallelujah. He told the centurion, man, you got more faith. Lord, have mercy. I know we don't like to hear that as church folks, but he said the centurion had more faith than all of Israel, than all the church folks. Glory to God, hallelujah. Is your faith like the centurion so? Hallelujah. Because the centurion believed that if the man of God spoke the word, hallelujah, that his servant would be healed. Hallelujah. Praise God. We don't believe that if a word is spoken, it is so. Praise God. We don't believe it. We feel like you got to do more. Hallelujah. He need to be laid. Jesus rarely laid hands. Look it up, I ain't lying. He rarely laid hands. He mostly spoke. Praise God. He spoke that thing. Hallelujah, praise God. He didn't get all slayed in the spirit. Hallelujah, praise. He just spoke that thing, and that thing came to pass because he believed it. Then he turned around and told us. I take it personally. He told me, he said, greater things will you do than I have done. That means we're supposed to be able to speak that thing too. Hallelujah. Praise God. We're supposed to be able to do what Jesus did. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you believe it. Hallelujah. Well, I spoke over him. He was dead. He ain't get up. Because you ain't believe it. I don't care what your mouth said. Did you believe it in your heart? Glory to God. Believe in your heart when you said what you said, it would come to pass.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Because the Bible says, whatever ye so desire when you pray, believe that you have received it and you shall have it. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Lord said, that's another thing you got to, the reason you ain't got it yet, because you don't believe.
Don't touch nothing of my,
hallelujah, you don't believe it. When you begin to believe it, praise God, it will begin to manifest in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. It will begin to manifest. Hallelujah. Amen. You are the one that needs to change. Glory to God. Because you've been raised that other people around you need to change, that other people are the problem. Glory to God. But Jesus said before you can take a speck of dirt out your brother's eye, you need to get that plank off your forehead. Glory to God. You got a 2x4 sitting there in the smack of the middle of your head and got the nerve to point out that little speck of dust in your brother's eye. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's time to be born again. It's time to delete, hallelujah, all those old files. It's time, hallelujah, amen, to get reprogrammed. Hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody might accuse you of brainwashing people. Say, yeah, that's what I'm doing. You is, Elder? You brainwashing people? Yeah, listen to what you're saying. Brainwash. Your brain is full of some dirt. Hallelujah. It needs to be washed out. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We just going to leave the dirt in your brain. Hallelujah. Praise God. No, it got to be washed out. You dog all right, you're getting brainwashed because everything you've been taught is wrong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I mean, me and my wife had that talk when we first got saved again. She said, you mean to tell me everything? Yes. I didn't want to say yes. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because it sounded like, whoa. Because everything you've been taught ain't wrong, hallelujah, but whatever file that virus is in, hallelujah, we got to delete everything and start all over. Praise God. Hallelujah. And until we delete everything and start all over, we going to keep getting it wrong because we got some old doctrine in our mental. Some mama said in our mental. Some uncle, auntie said is in your mental. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why? Because you have not been born again. Not just going in the water. Not just joining church. Not just getting on the usher board. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's not changing your life. Hallelujah. You want to change your life? Single people, stop having premarital sex. Then you won't have to get involved in the abortion debate. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. The abortion rate is highest, amen, it seems like, amen, among the evangelicals. Those supposed to be the Christians. Hallelujah. Praise God. Why? Because you've been programmed, hallelujah. I ain't gonna buy the car till I taste the milk. I ain't going to buy that car till I at least test drive it. Hallelujah. Praise God. And somebody taught you that. You didn't know that on your own. Praise God. Somebody had to communicate that to you. Hallelujah. And that's a file that needs to be deleted. Praise God. Hallelujah. He don't want you to go out and have no fun because he don't want you to be like him. That's a lie. Praise God. Some people don't want you to go out with other people because they see they are bad influence. Hallelujah, praise God. But you can't see their bad influence, amen, just like the snake in the garden, hallelujah. She couldn't see it because that's her friend. Glory to God. He didn't step up. Now when men step up, there's something wrong with a man stepping up and saying, I don't like him. Hallelujah. I don't like her. I don't like y'all hanging out together. Something ain't right about that, praise God, hallelujah. That's what Adam should have done. Praise God, hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Instead of you out here letting her talk to snakes, Adam, you should have stepped up. See, this is what we got to change our minds about. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your wife says she don't like him, it's a reason why she don't like him. Hallelujah. I was telling somebody the other week, hallelujah, they might have got that look. Hallelujah. You know how men look at y'all women real quick, hallelujah, like, I want you. Hallelujah. See, your friend might have gave your wife that look. Hallelujah. And that's why she don't like him. Praise God. Because that's supposed to be your friend. Why is he looking at me like that? Hallelujah. Mm. Praise God. Amen. We need to go back and re-examine all of our ideologies, glory to God, all of our traditions, everything that we believe. If it ain't coinciding with the revelation word of God, it need to be tossed out. Hallelujah. It's got to go. Hallelujah. Praise
yes.
God. We need to learn that words are powerful, more powerful than we'll ever know. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. That's a lie. If you tell me I'm ugly enough times, I'm going to start believing I'm ugly. Praise God. No matter how handsome I am, praise God, because you said I'm ugly, and you keep saying it, I'm going to start believing it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the season, amen, where God seeks those that worship him in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. God, Jesus kept saying the same thing in different ways. You can't be born of the water and not be born of the spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Spirit and in truth. I need both of y'all to be on the same accord. Hallelujah. Your spirit and your flesh. Y'all need to be on the same accord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the goal, hallelujah, is to see the kingdom of heaven. The goal, amen, is to accomplish what God wants to accomplish in this world. Our goal is to reach the destiny that God has for us. And we won't reach that destiny if we got the wrong programming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So as I get ready to close, praise God. Hallelujah, amen. And I'll be touching on this again, praise God, because there's so many things that we've been programmed to do that we think is right. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's been wrong. And that's why I keep going wrong. Hallelujah. Praise God. We get prideful and have arguments and don't nobody want to say I'm sorry. Hallelujah.
Come on.
Hallelujah. And the male, you watch this. Usually the male know. You go in there and say you sorry, bro. Hallelujah. That's what you're saying in your head, but your pride. Hallelujah. I'm right. She wrong. She need to listen to me. She need to submit. Glory to God.
Come on.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We know what we got to do. We need to repro. Hey. It ain't about winning an argument. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's about getting an understanding about what's being said. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
that was the issue I had with my ex-wife. She's like, you trying to win. I'm not trying to win. Hallelujah. How can I win? This is the thing. You can't win. This ain't a battle. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm trying to get you to understand what I'm saying. You trying to get me to understand what you're saying. Where's the fight? Glory to God. Hallelujah. The fight is when you refuse to listen. Two people can't talk at the same time. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If two people talking at the same time, who's listening? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. These are things we got to change. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I heard this woman say, I've never let him know that he was right. Why? Wow. Praise God, hallelujah. Because you got some pride that you don't want to be wrong. Hallelujah, praise God. If you wrong, you not telling him that you wrong ain't going to change the fact that you wrong. Glory to God, hallelujah. You still wrong. Glory to God, hallelujah. Praise God. Men have been taught, amen, I'm not going to tell her how much I love her because she'll turn around and use that against me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. And we've taken that and applied it to every woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But every woman ain't the same. Praise God. Hallelujah. You've taken things and applied it, amen, to every man. Every man ain't the same. Glory to God. Hallelujah. This is what we got to change. We are all different. Well, I can't find the one. Hey, ask a man. He can't find the one either. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to keep searching till you do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's all about repentance, changing your mind. If he ain't with you, that doesn't mean he wasn't for you. Glory to God. If she ain't with you, she just wasn't for you. But she was my type. No, she wasn't. You think she was your type. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's your problem. You're going after your type. Glory to God. Okay, I'm going to leave that one alone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And your type is the hood. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah. And God telling you where you need to go. Hallelujah. Praise God. But you keep going where you want to go, doing what you want to do. Yep. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's hard-headed. Praise God. Hallelujah. But like my grandma used to say, a hard head make a soft behind. She ain't say behind. Hallelujah. But a hard head make a soft one of those. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God tonight for the word. Praise God. We thank God for being born again. Glory to God. We thank God. Hallelujah. Amen. That his word is true and will never come back to us void. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. We must be born again. Bless the name of the Lord. I want to go ahead and open up
Lord.
I want to open up the line. If somebody has a testimony, a prayer request, a comment, amen, the line is open at this time. Hallelujah. Will there be one on tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah.
Well, I have something. This is Miss Curry. Well, I've never been born again, so I wouldn't know what it means to be born again. I only, since I was little, I got baptized one time, but I didn't know I had to be born again to, you know, to fully, like, reap the harvest of my sins. I never knew that.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's because, I believe that's because it's not, amen, really being taught that being reborn is just to, everything I've been doing, I got to accept that it's the wrong way and do it the way God want me to do it.
Yeah.
I'm getting into the word and receiving the revelation and not doing it the way I did it the last time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I can give you an example of mine. I got into it with this brother, and instead of doing it like the last time I got into it with somebody, I made a scene. I was inside of a restaurant with the rest of the clergy, and one of the clergy said something I ain't like. It was about 5 or 6, maybe 7 years ago, and I went out on him, praise God. In the middle of the restaurant, walked out, stormed out the building, amen, sat on the curb, praise God, hallelujah, amen. I realized that was still thinking in the way of the world. Like, you ain't listening to me, you don't hear what I got to say, you talking over me, I'm going to talk over you back. Praise God. And a lot of people use the term professional. No, it ain't professional. It's just the right thing to do. Amen. Don't provoke wrath even more than it's already been being provoked. Hallelujah. So recently I got into it with another brother, and I was able to walk away without just really going off and going in like I normally would do in the past. Praise God. Or it might be something in my relationship. Maybe I don't. I change the way I respond to something in the relationship, or I do something different in the relationship than the way I used to do it. Something along those natures. Doing something different in this relationship than I did with my ex-wife. With my ex-wife, I ain't talked to her. I ain't let her in about my feelings. I ain't cry in front of her. I ain't let her know how much money I had. I wouldn't come straight home. All that stuff I don't do anymore. Praise God. I come home. I'm still working on communication. I'm not used to talking to people. Hallelujah. About me, about deep stuff. So that's something I got to get used to. Praise God. A lot of this stuff you got to get used to. Like when the Bible told the man to stretch forth his withered hand, nobody ever thinks that might have hurt when he did that. Stretching forth a withered hand, like sometimes it's a little pain involved. With the being born again, because we get born again, I believe, in the situation. for example, like I say, somebody going off on you and you want to go off on them, it's going to really hurt you to keep your mouth shut. Praise God. Hallelujah. It's that they start waving their finger and their booty slip out their mouth. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Praise God. It's going to hurt you to hold back. Praise God. But that pain is going to burst something in you. That the more and more that kind of thing happens, the easier it'll be to where it's like nothing no more. That's just
okay,
that's one situation.
Okay, I got another thing, too. Okay, when they say it's not good to baptize, or well, when you're young because you don't understand, you know, a baptism, you know, do you think that you still should get baptized when you're younger, or what do you understand what baptism is?
I personally, I'm not saying this is right, but I personally believe you should get baptized when you understand what it is.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people baptize their babies. The baby don't know he's been baptized. Like, he don't understand that he's been born. He just got born. How can he be born again?
Yeah.
I feel like you have to understand why you're getting baptized, what's the purpose of it, and what it symbolizes. And once you understand that, then you can do it. You know, I feel like this is like, you know, driving a car. You just wouldn't give somebody the keys before you explain to them, you know, what it is and how to operate it. You know, that's the same thing with getting baptized. You got, I believe you should know why you're getting baptized, what it symbolizes.
Yeah.
All that before you do it. Amen.
Brother Andre, I got something to say.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Well, I got baptized when I was 9, and before I got baptized, they explained it to me. Because when you before you get baptized, first of all, you gotta. They read John 3:16 to me, and then I had to ask Jesus to come in my heart and be my personal Savior. And it being born again is a way of regret. And mistakes can be lifted up when you give it to God and decide to follow Him. So that's what it truly means when you accept God as your personal Savior and you turn from your old ways.
Amen.
The old man died, the new man rise when you've been born again. That's why Nicodemus didn't understand it. He thought he could go in his mother's womb, but he couldn't. All he had to do was accept the God as his personal Savior and follow Him.
Amen.
And when I got baptized, I understood it when I got baptized because I always was curious about the Bible. And I used to read the Bible. The first thing I learned was John 3:16. I taught it to my grandkids.
Hmm.
So when I turned from God, I didn't follow Him for in 1969. The 22nd of December, I got in a church of Christ Second Baptist, and I used to just go to church for the hot dogs. I didn't really go to hear the word, but it was a Long Beach police officer man came to me. He said, How you know you've been born again? I said, because I accepted God as my personal Savior, and I believe He came in my heart to live.
Amen.
So being born again is you accepting God as your first. That's what He told Nicodemus. All Nicodemus had to do was accept Him and follow God. A lot of people, they don't explain to them. They just tell them, okay, get baptized. But you got to explain them what it means before you get. When I worked in baptism ministry at City of Refuge, but Bishop McMurray wouldn't let you even get baptized to understand the true meaning of it. You couldn't even work in ministry if you wasn't born again. And you had to be Holy Ghost filled. He didn't let you come and work. If you wasn't Holy Ghost filled, He didn't let you work in ministry. Because
right.
He said you got to have the Spirit. Because you, when you baptize people, they coming with all different kind of demons.
Yeah, My pastor wouldn't marry you. Like
McMurray wouldn't marry you.
Bishop
McMurray wouldn't marry you. If you are saved, you wasn't getting married. He wasn't on here. And then before he married you, he would counsel you to make sure this is what you want. Because he said people get married, and then they give up on marriage. He didn't understand that. He said, I married my first wife, and I've been with my first wife ever since I married her. He said, because when you take the vow of a marriage, that's just like you taking the vow under you under oath. That's what he said. Yeah, so I think a lot of people don't understand what baptism is. Now, a lot of people need to teach on baptism. They don't. They just teach, you know, see, when you get baptized, that old man, you buried. You buried just like Jesus when he died. He died and he rose again. The old man died. The new man rise. Supposed to be the same way you was before you went up that under that water. You're supposed to come up different. And the only way you got to get in the Word, you got to stay prayerful, and you got to separate yourself from evildoers. Mm-hmm. You can't say I'm a child of God, but yet you doing the things of the world. You can't do that. You ain't been born again. Because once you come aboard again, you a new creature. You don't want to do all the things you should do. When I gave myself to the Lord, I turned from all that. I stopped selling drugs. I stopped hanging with people who sell drugs. I stopped hanging out with people who wasn't saved. Because he said, you got to be among those that's the saints. You can't dib and dab. That's what happened when God told Abraham, leave your kin. Because Lot had one foot out in the world and one foot in the church. The Bible said you can't be that way. You can't have two masters. You got to love one, hate one, and love the other. You can't serve God and the devil.
Amen.
So that's what I learned born again means. You follow God. You follow him. You follow and turn to God. And you live according to the way he wants you to live. That's when you know you're born again. Because if you still doing the same thing, you ain't born again. If you still doing the same thing before you gave your life to the Lord, you ain't born again. Because when a baby born, that baby is fresh and new. When you're born again, old things pass away, all things come new. We are new creatures. We are new in the Lord. We are babies. And that's what I've been born again.
Amen. Amen. And
I believe I studied that word born again. I look it up and I learned that it's you giving up all that worldly stuff and following Yahshua. And totally living for Yahshua. You can't live for him on Monday and then serve the devil on Tuesday. You got to come all the way with him. He don't want, he said, if you lukewarm, I'll spit you out. You got to be cold or hot.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. I do agree with that. Like you said, they taught you what baptism was before they baptized you. Praise
yep.
God.
They,
I believe
I worked in baptism, so I had to explain that to them. When I sit in the room with them, I had to go to scripture with them and explain to them, do they know what it means? And I led them to Christ. I love prayed the sinner's prayer with them and everything. So because they got to do that, they can't just go baptized and you don't know. They ask you that before you get baptized. Do you know what it means? If you don't know what it means, they explain it to you. Because I never baptized my kids or my grandkids today, babies. When you turn five, see, people don't realize, they think, okay, I'm 5 years old, I can do it. No, you held accountable at 5 years old. You held accountable for what you do. Because you at the age where you understand right from wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I tell my grandbabies now, the little ones, I tell them, you're going to be held accountable. Because you at 5 years old, you know right from wrong. See, that we train our kids up. When you train them up and they get older, they're supposed to seek Yahshua on their own. That's why he said train up a child to where they go, and when they're older, it won't depart from them.
Right.
So you have to train them up. And see, a lot of us want our kids to do right, but we can't live right in front of them.
Come on now. Exactly.
That's why we can't draw half our family. We can't get them. We can't even get this people in the world. They see your lifestyle. The Bible says you know them by their fruit. I know I'm born again because No, things that I do, I wouldn't do if I wasn't born again. A lot of things I take, I wouldn't take. Back in the days, me, you talk crazy to me, I'd be ready to knock you out. And I'm going to knock you out. And you do something to be payback was a mother. I didn't let that. I wasn't the kind of person to forgive, Brother Andre. The Lord taught me how to forgive. I had a cold heart. I wouldn't forgive a person. Mm-mm. You do something to me, I ain't no forgiving. The Lord had to turn, he had to take that stony heart out, put a heart of flesh in me. And he taught me how to forgive. He said, if you don't forgive others, I won't forgive you. That's why when people say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. And you ask the God to forgive your trespasses, but you won't forgive that person that trespass against you, then he's not going to forgive you.
Uh-huh.
We have to have a forgiving heart. See, God had, not only did God love us, God had compassion for us. And a lot of people say they love, but they don't know how to love, because you can't have love and compassion go together. And I just thank God that God taught me how to love and forgive. Because if I hold a grudge, I hold grudges for a long time, because I was a pistol-toting person. You talk crazy to me, I'm ready to take you out. But I just thank God that he turned my life around, planted my feet on solid ground. He saved my soul and made me whole, because I ain't nothing like I used to be. My kids can tell you, Mom, you ain't nothing like. They know. My grandson called me right now. He tell me, I'm going to call my grandma, and I know who prays. I know who be praying. I see my grandma's lifestyle. I watch my grandma. I be in her house, and my grandma be up all night praying. And that's what I do. That's the only way you're going to make it, if you're praying. And then, and like Apostle said, it's praying time. People say, people joking and thinking it's fun, but they don't know things are going to hit this earth. If you ain't in tune with the Lord and you don't know him, you're not going to be able to make it. Because today's going to stop a lot of things going to take place this year. Yeah. And I thank you for the word, Brother Andre. I thank you for that word that's been brought forth. I thank God for you and you and First Lady. And I thank God for Apostle and my granddaughter, First Lady. I thank God for y'all. You know, y'all have really been inspiration to me, encouraging to me. And I thank God for y'all's strength and for y'all being obedient to God. And I just pray many, many, many blessings upon you and your family. And Yahshua HaMashiach next. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie, for those encouraging words on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Apostle Curry, you had any words tonight?
Bless the name of the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord, Elder. Amen. That was an awesome word. Amen. Coming out of John 3. Amen. I'm looking at the position that Nicodemus had. He was a ruler of the Jews, but yet he was a Pharisee, and he had a high position. And he knew the letter, but he didn't know the spirit. A lot of us have the letter, but our spirit is still the same.
Mm-hmm.
The baptism is our outward confession that we have accepted the Lord totally concerning his death and resurrection. And it's our way of separating ourselves from the world.
Right.
Now, after we have the baptism, because the Bible says water and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Then after that, then we begin seeking him for the Holy Ghost. If we don't get it in the baptism. Because when we take that full confession, you can also receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost going down in the water, because the water represents the word. That's what he was trying to tell Nicodemus. When Nicodemus was telling him, yeah, you know, we know that you're a man of God because nobody can do these miracles except God be with you. But Yahshua was saying, but you still need to be born again. Because he was looking at his spirit, but he was thinking along the lines of his flesh. Because he was all the way in the flesh, and Yahshua was all the way in the spirit. So he missed Yahshua's statement because his spirit wasn't ready. Come on here, somebody. So the first thing he went back to was, okay, Lord, maybe I got to go back in the second time. You know, are you saying I got to go back? Yahshua's like, there's no way once you out the womb that you can go back in. Come on here, somebody. Once you out of that womb, ain't no way none of us can enter back in. The only thing that's left from there is what? Life. And Yahshua said, I came that you might have what? Life, and that more abundantly. So Yahshua was trying to tell him, and I like what he told him. In verse 6, he said, that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. In other words, you can't connect flesh and spirit.
Nope. No.
But once we receive that baptism, we decide to be baptized because we want to make the Lord of our life, God says, then I can begin the process to you becoming born again. Come on here, somebody. And that's our spirit. That's what the Bible says. If any man be in Christ, what? He's a new creature. So the only way we're going to understand that is through the anointing. The anointing is what causes us to be a new creature. And until we allow the anointing to baptize us, we can't see the kingdom. We can't enter the kingdom. Why? Because our spirit man has not been born of Yahshua. And so,
okay, I got something for that. Okay, you know how you said about speaking in tongues. So if you've been born, if you get baptized, and you know, when you get baptized, so you're looking to get the Holy Spirit. That's what you're looking for, the Holy Ghost.
Yes, honey, that can, that can happen when we get baptized because we're yielding our body, we're yielding our mind and our spirit unto him. So when we go down in that water, that's a death. And the death is, Lord, I'm dying to me so I can get all of you. Come on here, somebody. When we go down in that water is saying, Lord, I'm dying to myself. And when I come up, I want to be like you. And that's why it separates us from the world. Because we're showing the world, I no longer am a part of you. I belong to him. And with that,
and that's speaking in tongues. And
then
speaking in tongues, is that the Holy Spirit?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
because the word of God says, out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. So notice, I'm going down in the water, but the Bible says that out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. So the waters meet in the water. Come on here, somebody. And so God can then fill us with his Holy Spirit because we are fully open to him.
Wow.
And like we've been talking about tonight, this need to be explained. We're so eager to get somebody to the water, but we need to let them know what this really represents.
Yes.
Because people's life and people's souls are going to be changed once they do this. If it's properly explained and if the person is carrying the anointing of God on him and with him. Come on here, somebody. And so we thank God tonight for giving us the revelation of baptism.
Yeah.
Because a lot of us have been baptized, but we, you know, just went down a wet devil and came up a dry one. Glory to God. We didn't, you know, we didn't get the full revelation. And it makes a difference that the person yields during his baptism. Is this what you really want to do? Are you really ready to make this step? Because we go down by faith and come up by faith.
Amen.
So Yahshua has already done this thing for us. Amen. So I'm gonna turn it back over to the hands of my brother. Amen. Bless you, Elder.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That's the name of the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Can y'all hear me?
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Oh, so I'm saying that we can't forget about the fire, too. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 11 says, I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire. The fire part of it is to help us burn off the old man.
Amen.
Amen. So we got to
understand
when we receive the Holy Spirit, when it becomes, we receiving the Holy Spirit, we got to understand. If you go to Isaiah, I go to scripture all the time. Isaiah chapter 11. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom, understanding, the Spirit of counsel, might, and the Spirit of knowledge, and of the fear of the Lord. This is what we're receiving when we receive the Holy Spirit. We're receiving his wisdom, his understanding, his counsel, his knowledge. Amen. This is what we receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're receiving his mindset. The way God thinks.
Yes, Lord.
The way God does things. The way God lives. The way God speaks. The way God understands. This is what we're receiving when we receive the Holy Spirit in our lives. And this is go back to changing your mind. We gotta change our mind from what we was taught, like Elder was saying, to what God has to teach us. Because before it was anybody on this earth, that was God. So if we need to know something or understand something or understand how to do something, guess what? We go to the Creator. Because he created us. If you buy a car in a corner lot and something happened to that car, you're gonna go to the person who created that car. Because they're the only ones that can help you with it. Amen. Same thing we gotta do with God. We gotta go to the Creator. He the only one that can tell us how to live, what we were made for, how to fix whatever we need to be fixed. He's the only one. Amen. Hallelujah. I can tell my testimony, you know, ever since God brought me to him. You know, God helped me understand a lot of stuff in ways that I was able to go back and change the narrative from whatever happened in my life. Amen, hallelujah. I was able to change the whole narrative just knowing about spiritual wickedness. You know, the battle against battle against spiritual wickedness. All that by itself helped me out with a lot. Knowing that, you know, he forgave me for my sins, they helped me forgive others. They helped me to have mercy. They helped me to have patience. Every time somebody do something or say something, oh, I know to remind myself, oh, the Lord didn't forgave me. So why dare I go not do it for somebody else? Because I could have been burned right now. I keep that in front of my mind.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Yes,
Lord. We got to remember about spiritual wickedness. We be want to fight with people, but it's spiritual wickedness. It's the spiritual wickedness we need to be fighting against. Wow. Yeah, they might be fans for the dude, but it's really a battle that's going on within themselves. And we have a battle going on within ourselves.
Uh-huh.
The old man constantly trying to rise up and take over one thing. But we gotta say no, no, no. Remember what the Lord said. Amen, hallelujah. We gotta remind ourselves that we are not that person anymore. That old person gonna always trying to come up, and the devil, he's gonna always trying to use people to get that old person out of you again. It's a daily walk. It ain't gonna happen overnight. It's a daily walk. We gotta die to ourselves daily. This is a daily thing. You gotta choose to be you, the new you, in Christ every day. The more you say no to the old man, the more the new man rise up and he grows strength.
Oh, yeah.
It's like if you want to jump on the muscles, you can't just do it one day and expect you to have the big buck muscles. You can't do it one day and expect to burn fast calories. No, it's just a daily process.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. It.
Amen.
Thank you, First Lady. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Man, we got to be born again, y'all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And God, tonight for everybody that called in and tuned in. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hey, we've had a blessed time in the Lord on tonight. Praise God.
Yes.
Make sure we tell somebody to tell somebody that the prayer line is live. Hallelujah, amen. If you want to hear a good word, y'all know where to come. Praise God, hallelujah. Monday through Friday, and then the Saturday mornings, hallelujah, y'all can join us and have a blessed time in the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah, amen. I like what you said, First Lady, about taking on the mindset of God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Us. He just keeps forgiving us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But we thank God tonight, amen, for everybody that called in and tuned in, everybody that gave a remark on tonight, amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. A lot of people, amen, don't want to put their two cents in, praise God, but I need that change. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need that change.
Yes,
Lord.
Hallelujah.
We need that. Praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we encourage you every night, amen. Those of you that are on the airways out there, call in. Praise God. When we open up the floor, we invite you, amen, to comment, amen, or whatever the Lord put on your heart. If you got a question, we welcome the questions, amen. Praise God. Somebody got the answer. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we encourage you to call in and be a part of the service, amen. We've had a blessed time with the Lord on tonight. Praise God. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Don't forget, if you want to sow a seed, y'all know how to do it. Praise God. If you're out there online, the information is in your screen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together in your name on tonight. Lord, we thank you for your word that went forth on tonight. That we have been born again, that we have put away the old man and put on a new man. Hallelujah. That we have a new change of mind. Hallelujah. Like that song say, Lord, I got a new attitude, and I thank you for it tonight. I praise you for it tonight. I magnify you for it tonight. Lord, I want you to know we love you. Lord, we appreciate you for each and everything you've done in each and every last one of our lives. Touch each and every last person under the sound of my voice on tonight. Everybody that's on the phone line on tonight, you know all of our needs. Hallelujah. And we know that you can meet all of our needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So we lay it before you all tonight. Hallelujah. And we know, Lord, no matter what it is, you will make a way. You will make crooked paths straight. You will open doors, hallelujah, that can't be opened. Hallelujah. And if we call, you will answer. And we thank you for it on tonight. We praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Once again, we just thank everybody for calling in, tuning in on tonight. We will be back on tomorrow night, same time. same channel, hallelujah. My brother will be giving a word on tomorrow night, hallelujah. Amen. So make sure you call in and tune in for that. Hallelujah. On behalf of First Lady and myself, on behalf of Victoria family, we love each and every last one of y'all. Hallelujah. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God. And don't forget to say your prayers and see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. We love y'all. Have a blessed night. We'll see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power.
I got it, I got it.
Drop a knife on me. Don't know where I would be. Don't know who I would be. Yeah, yeah. Even when I need him, he's a rider. All my haters, you know he be fighting. Yeah. I never had no one to stick beside me. Yeah. And when it's cold, I know he got that.